If I walk out of a room and I start having those questions of, oh my gosh, should I have done this or that? Or how did this go? How did that go? I know in that moment that I did not do the proper preparation that I needed to do. So what does that look like? Welcome, beautiful artists, to the Vocalist Podcast. My name is Christine Toole, and I am your guide to navigating your voice and this incredible, yet at times scary, world of theater. Here you will learn from professors at the top musical theater programs, theater professionals in the industry, and from me, your guide in all things singing and voice. I am so glad you're here to join in the conversation. Let's pull back the curtain together and make your big dreams a big reality. Hello, fellow artists. So today I have a very important topic that I absolutely love to talk about. We are talking about preparing for auditions. So how does one truly prepare? Now, I spent years and years of my student life and professional life thinking that I was preparing adequately for auditions. However, it wasn't until I actually fully prepared for an audition that I realized what that really looks like and feels like. And as I'm talking to other successful actors that I admire, I hear from them their audition process, and it aligns with that really intense preparation. Thorough preparation is going to give you confidence. Nothing will give you that same confidence to walk into an audition room and feel like, okay, no matter what happens, no matter who's in the room, no matter what the room looks like, I'm going to go in there and do what I've prepared. And that is the greatest gift you can ever give yourself. And you know what? On those auditions where I have done this process and fully prepared, those are the auditions that, I kid you not, every single time I walk out of the room, I feel a sense of peace. I don't feel that feeling of, oh, I could have done this or that, replaying it over and over again in my mind. I know you've been there. I know you've felt those feelings. It's like that audition just leaves me the moment that I leave the room because I know I have truly in my heart done everything I possibly can. And now nothing else matters. If I walk out of a room and I start having those questions of, oh my gosh, should I have done this or that? Or how did this go? How did that go? I know in that moment that I did not do the proper preparation that I needed to do. So what does that look like? Today, I'm going to give you the 3 steps to really prepare for an audition. So let's start at the very beginning. Step 1. So here it's going to depend a little bit on if you are picking a brand new song for an audition or if you're picking a song that you already have out of your book. So that's going to depend on the situation a bit. Whichever it is, you need to love the song and connect with the song. So that means that yes, every single song in your book of repertoire, you need to love. And that can expire. You can love a song and sing it for a few years and it just doesn't feel right anymore. So you need to be constantly looking at your book and cleaning it out and editing it because you grow and you mature and you change. So make sure that stays constant with who you are as a person and an actor. Let's look at both of those scenarios. So let's say we are going to pick a brand new song for an audition. Now, hear me out. Only do this if you have ample time. You might get really excited and see an audition that is in, let's say, 2 or 3 days. And you think, ooh, this is really important. I want to pick a perfect song just for this audition. Okay, if you are not having at least a few weeks to learn this brand new song that you don't know, go to your book and find a song in there that will serve you much better than picking this brand new song that, ooh, it's perfect. But if you don't have the time to fully, and here's the key word, everyone, digest it, then it's not going to go how you want it to go. So, let's say you have the time, and this is a role you are really excited for, or a show you are really, really excited for. So, how do you pick that song? Here's where we want to be a smart actor. We're looking at the style of the show you're auditioning for. We're looking at the character you're auditioning for. What does that character that you are auditioning for want? You want to match those wants and feelings in the song. Don't just say, oh, she's a soprano, I'll go and pick another soprano song that sounds kind of similar. You want that heart and soul of the character and the want and the drive to be similar. So we're picking a song that we love, a song that fits the motivations and the desires of the character you're auditioning for. And yes, we want it to match the vocal quality, the vocal range as well. Here, a place like Spotify is going to be your best friend. So you can go on a deep dive, make the time, or if you're working, you can go through musicals, you can listen to them. That's good anyways, to educate yourself and to really build that musical theater knowledge. Look at shows that are in a similar style and listen through them and see what you really connect with. Follow that intuition on what sparks you. Or let's say that you're choosing a song from your book to sing for an audition, which is often going to be the case. So again, choose something that, yes, is similar in style, but ideally has that same essence, has those same desires as the character you are auditioning for. And here is the deal. Time. Time, time, time. You want as much time as possible to either learn or practice the song you already know, because you need to be able to digest the song, to really have it deep in your body, really have it solidly in your voice. It is the most helpful thing you can do to practice. Sleep on it. Practice. Sleep on it. Each day after you've practiced and slept on it, the amount of progress will be so huge, so much larger than just practicing for hours and hours and hours for one day. There is no comparison to a bit of practice every day over a few days, as opposed to one day where you practice all day and you just go, go, go. It will never settle into your body and into your voice in the same way. This is huge. Give yourself as much time as possible. So don't procrastinate. I know that feeling. Okay, I'm gonna choose my song. I'll choose it tomorrow. That'll be enough time. Choose it, whether it's a new one or one you have in your book, as soon as possible, the moment you know, and start working on it so you can have that time for your body to fully digest. Okay, so let's move on to step two. How do you practice for your audition? So like I said, give yourself that time to digest as much as possible. You're going to want to be warming your voice up and down every single day. Now, you really should be doing this anyways, because if you're in this industry, you have to treat your voice like a very sacred muscle, and it has to be exercised all the time to get to your fullest potential. I cannot stress that enough. So you're going to warm up before every time you practice it, sing it, practice it, not into the ground, don't exhaust yourself, and then warm down, cool down afterwards. You're going to want to identify any pieces of the song that vocally feel like, ooh, these are a little bit challenging, or when I get in the room, I get nervous around these parts. And really take that to a vocal exercise level. Don't just hammer it in the song over and over again. Take it to the piano, or take it to your voice teacher and really work that part of your voice. Lift those muscles every day so they get stronger. If you just hammer it over and over again within the song, you'll likely just exhaust your voice and you're not really making any progress. So here you want to seek out a voice teacher or go to a piano and really make exercises that will help strengthen that piece of the song. So here's where we do our homework. You want to get specific with your song work. You should be doing this with every song in your book. But that's like a lot of information to keep in your brain all the time with all of the songs in your book. So I recommend, even if it's been in your book for forever and you've done this work, if you're using this song for an audition, always go back and refresh and remind yourself on these questions and your answers to these questions. So this could be a whole topic all by itself, but let me give you some ideas of these questions that you need to be asking yourself and getting really specific about. So you have your song. You are asking yourself, where am I? What is your surroundings? If you were on stage and there was a scene behind you, what would it be of? Where are you physically? Who are you talking to? Who is your scene partner? Here is a really important one, and one that I find the most helpful in an audition room. What happened the moment before this song started? So there's got to be something that has emotionally catapulted you into this song, or else you wouldn't sing about it. It wouldn't be that important. The stakes wouldn't be that high, but they are. So what happened the moment before to make you sing? I always remember this moment before in an audition room, and it helps to give me a moment of grounding, helps me to claim a moment for myself, so that you don't get into the room with frantic energy and you start the song frantically. You give yourself that true moment. What do you want? Or what is your objective throughout this song? What are you going to do to get it? So these are some of the questions that you need to be asking yourself any time you're working on a song. Be specific, make the stakes high. Know the real context of the song within the show. Yes. Very important. But also, I find that making a scenario that is a little closer to home for you can be the most helpful tool to really connect with those emotions. So those are just some of the questions, but really be intentional with those. And as you practice, bring those into your work every single time so that it starts to incorporate into your song without you even having to really think about it. So we've picked our song, we now know how to practice our audition piece. And so third is repeat intentional practice daily and watch yourself. So now you know how to practice intentionally. We warm up before we sing. We key into those questions that we asked ourselves every time, and we stay present during our practice. So we are doing this daily. That is where you start to see big changes. Is this intentional practice every single day that you can leading up to the audition? This practice will feel really meaningful, but it won't exhaust you and burn you out in the way that just hammering a song over and over and over again in a day will. You'll really be able to see that growth. I say watch yourself is an extremely important part of this process. And at first, if you're not used to it, it can feel really cringy. It took me quite some time to get used to it myself. And I think most of my friends that I talked to, it made them extremely uncomfortable at first. I think that is really important to look into. Why am I so uncomfortable watching myself perform? You are probably harder on yourself than anyone else is going to be. And you see all the things that you don't love and make you cringe. But I believe in my heart that it is so important to know what those things are that maybe you can't tell you're doing, and it doesn't feel like you're doing it, but when you watch yourself, suddenly it's pretty obvious. You might have a bit of a nervous tick that you realize you do over and over again. That's something to really be aware of, and it isn't until you start consistently watching yourself in the work, in the practice, that you can see these patterns and see what you're doing and what could be holding you back. I want you to warm up and run the song in your practice without recording yourself first. Just get it in your body. It's important to also feel how the song feels and how the character feels in your body without just thinking about, what do I look like? Because that's not it either. So when you start, warm up, practice the song, feel it in your body, and then record yourself a couple of times doing it and watch it back. And really have a loving eye on yourself and what you're doing, what you could improve on, what you loved, which is also incredibly important to note. I would say the most important. And take note of these things, make adjustments, record yourself again, see if those adjustments translated, and then note what those adjustments felt like. That is the key. That is the key to being able to repeat what you're doing and to start to make that a new habit. So enter into watching yourself with love. It might make you cringe at first, absolutely. But I guarantee you, you will start to be able to really enjoy it and love to watch yourself grow. It's pretty magical. So let's go over those three steps one more time very quickly to recap. First, you pick your song, either a brand new song or a song that's in your book, and you love this song. Remember, you give yourself the most amount of time you possibly can because you need for it to digest and to really sink into your body and into your mind. Number two is, how do we practice? We are warming up every day before practice and warming down after. Identify those tough areas and do exercises. Get specific with your song work. Ask those questions and be mindful of those answers every time you practice. And third, repeat that intentional practice daily and watch yourself. So here we are practicing intentionally every day that we can for a chunk of time, not too much. I want you to run your song about 5 to 7 times, no more, because after that you'll just start to burn out. And watch yourself. Warm up, sing your song, feel it. Then after that, record yourself a couple of times, adjust accordingly, and see how that feels in your body. And when in doubt, friends, if you're feeling stale with your practice and with an audition song, shake it up. Try something totally different with the song. Sing it really soft. Sing it like a completely different character. Get yourself out of your head. I don't want you to ever feel like this is so serious that you start to get into tunnel vision. Shake it up and try something new if you need to. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so glad you're here. If you would like to put these skills to work, come on over and work with me today. You can visit my website at www.thevocalistworkshop.com or on Instagram at The Vocalist Workshop and also on Facebook at The Vocalist Workshop. Please rate and review the podcast. It means the world to me. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.